Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today is the third Friday of the month already, and on each third Friday of the month, we will be talking with Amy Walters, facility manager for the new Two Rivers Activity Center. So, Amy, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Amy, for joining us here on Let's Talk. Of course, lots of stuff happening at the Two Rivers Activity Center. The construction going on. It's been very busy there for you guys. So we'll open it up with that, kind of a construction update for you guys. You moved the camera inside to the building now, and it looks awesome.
Yeah, yep, it is fun. and for anyone that doesn't know, we do have the live webcam on site, and it's now in the pool area, which is really where most of the construction work is happening now. And earlier this week, they poured the floor for the pool, so the pool bottom. And now, within the next couple of days, they will start to spray the walls of that pool space. So if you look closely, you can see kind of the outline of where the lazy river will be and where the slides will plunge into. So it's really starting to come together in that space. And that webcam is on our website, which is trackjamestown.com. It's right there on the main page, so you can keep an eye on what's happening in the space. Other progress that we've had in there, we're starting the finishes. So we've got walls and ceilings painted. Most of the wall tile is complete in the restrooms and the locker rooms. We'll be starting on floor tile soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
That seems like, and a lot of that seems like it's the finishing touches, it really
yep.
sounds like.
We are, in some of the spaces, we are to the point of finishes now.
Wow.
We have several of the windows in now, and yeah. so where you maybe saw temporary enclosures up to this point, we now have actually our glass windows in, and we'll start to do the windows in the pool space here okay. in a couple of weeks. So we really are getting to the point where we're starting to get to finishes in kind of the rest of the building, not the pool space.
So right, right.
That pool space has some time yet.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in there, but the rest of the building is working on finishes.
Perfect. I've always pointed it out the last couple times we've had you on, it's amazing just how much 1 month of work and how much progress can be made on a project like this.
Yep.
So very excited, still working towards that fall completion date. And Amy will continue to join us here on Let's Talk, update us on that. So today, Amy, our topic on track will be employment, because obviously to run a facility such as track, you have to have people running it, right?
Right, right. Yeah, it's not a one-person job.
Which it may seem like it at times, right?
Right, right.
But yeah.
Right now, yes. But I'm really excited to be able to post the positions. And so right now, we have our supervisor positions open.
Okay.
So those will be the individuals that directly report to me. And then they will be responsible for building their own teams. Okay. So those positions are posted again on our website on the employment page. So all the job descriptions and you know, duties, responsibilities, salary mm-hmm. information, all of that is there. And those, so I have six supervisors
okay.
and five of those positions are open right now.
Wow.
One is that is not the rec programs supervisor. That's an existing position and program within Parks and Recreation. Okay. And so that position won't transition to the track umbrella until 2018.
2018.
Yep. Okay. So currently we have guest services and marketing. So that position would be responsible for the main front desk staff,
yeah.
Member experience, guest experience, kind of that customer service, essentially, and then also marketing. So this is a bit of a unique position, and that it's a 60-40 split.
Yeah.
So 60% responsibilities for track, but then 40% of that role will be for the entire district.
Wow.
Working on marketing and promoting and the other programs and facilities and things that the park district
awesome.
Has.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's a, you know, really increases the capacity of our park district. So So that's that position.
Okay.
Then we have the aquatics supervisor.
That'll be a big one.
Yep. You know, and in this position, we, like you said, it's an indoor water park, and it's something we haven't had.
Yeah.
That space is going to require a lot of staff and lifeguards and swim instructors and those types of things. So, a big safety focus with that position.
Okay.
Then the next one is wellness programs. So the wellness program supervisor will be responsible for group fitness classes, personal training, our fitness attendants. So we will have fitness staff that are out on the floor, the strength floor, the cardio floor, make sure that people know how to use the equipment, are using it safely and appropriately. If they have questions, they can be there to help answer them and that type of thing. So that's the wellness program supervisor position. And then we have the learning center supervisor. So again, we have the child care. So the full-time child care, they will be responsible for the curriculum and, you know, the safety, the licensure requirements, the meal plan, and they will supervise the classroom teachers and aides, and they will also then oversee the drop-in child care. So that drop-in space is a space that's available for as guests or members are in the building using the facility. They can leave their child for up to 2 hours while they're in using the building.
So working out, taking classes, anything like that.
Yep, right.
Awesome.
So the learning center supervisor will have the responsibility of those. And then also they will oversee our school age programming.
Mm.
So our before and after school program, as well as programming during the summer months, school break, spring breaks, things like that, having some activities for school aged youth.
Okay.
Then facility maintenance supervisor.
Another big one. These are all huge.
They are. They are.
Yeah, they're important.
And so, you know, this is it's 135,000 square foot building.
Wow.
It has, all state of the art systems, whether it be air handling, you know, heating, cooling, electrical. Wow. The pool systems alone are very detailed. So, and, you know, definitely for that position, it's a brand new building, and there's going to be quirks and bugs to work out,
right.
But you don't expect to have a whole ton of repair. But really, you know, the focus for this position will be that preventative maintenance. Make sure that we're taking care of the building so it's able to continue to serve the community well into the future.
Man, that's amazing.
Do that efficiently. So,
yeah. So those are all the supervisor positions that Amy pointed out. Again, Amy Walters, facility manager for the Two Rivers Activity Center. These are all open except for, like you said, the rec supervisor, right?
Right.
And then they will be in charge thus of hiring on staff for their departments, right?
Correct.
Man, so there's going to be, do you have an estimate of how many jobs like that are going to be out there? I'm sure you've been asked that a lot.
Yep, I do. So within our staffing plan right now, I'm estimating 54 FTE or full-time equivalent.
Yeah.
So those 54 positions will be filled by many individuals, because when you start to get to lifeguards and things like that, we'll have lots of part-time staff that are filling those roles to make the one full-time equivalent. But it's going to be a fairly major employer in the community. We will look to have around 13 full-time positions there.
Yeah.
And then the rest would be, like I said, filled by part-time staff.
By part-time. Perfect. So great. Because we're always talking about different jobs in the community and filling those jobs. So that'll be another opportunity for our residents and area members in the surrounding counties, even if they wanted to do that. So again, you have the website up to jamestowntrack.com. Track Jamestown. Jamestown. My bad. Track Jamestown, TRAC. Jamestown.com, so they can get all the information, applications, everything through there.
Right. Yep. So all the application instructions are online. We actually have an online application, so a form that they complete online, and then just ask them to submit their resume and cover letter via email. It's all on the website.
It's all pretty set out. Is there a deadline that you guys are accepting applications?
Yes. So we're looking to close those positions March 31st.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's coming up real fast.
Right. And, know, depending on the number of applicants, quality of applicants, we may need to extend some of those and keep them open for a little bit longer. The positions are actually scheduled to start July 1st.
Okay, right.
So we have it's a little bit of a unique time frame. You know, it's not too often that you interview for a position that you're not looking to hire for 60 days.
For sure.
Or to start for 60 days.
Yeah.
But, you know, not knowing if people are going to need time to move, transition, mm-hmm. you know, we're hoping that we'll be recruiting and attracting professional level staff. So they will need to wrap things up in their current position. We want to be able to support them in doing that and give them appropriate time to do those things.
Perfect. So we're talking again, Amy Walters with the track facility, Two Rivers Activity Center. She is facility manager there. So Amy, if anybody has questions, probably the best way to do that is through the website or to contact you.
Right. Yep. Just head out to our website. All the contact information is there. Phone number, email address, all of those things. They can reach us all those different ways.
Perfect. Awesome, Amy. Well, we look forward to talking to you more, and we're very excited. I mean, I don't know if I could speak for all our listeners, but I'm pretty sure there's a buzz around the community for this thing to open and everybody to just take advantage of it.
Yep. Great. So. And, you know, just a reminder as well that we do two tours on a weekly basis. So if anyone is interested in wanting to participate in that, they just need to call or email me to reserve a spot. And
for hard hats and stuff, they got hard hats
there. Yep, they can't just show up. That makes it a little difficult. Because sometimes we have to change the time or the day depending on schedules and things like that. So I just need people to give me a call. We love to get folks out. So like you said, create that excitement and get a feel for the building.
I'm excited, and we'll look forward to talking to you again and getting another monthly update from you, Amy.
Great. So thank you for having me.